everyone. Today we invited Dr. Mark van der Linden to talk about meningitis and its prevention. He's the head of the reference laboratory for streptococci at the Institute for Medical Microbiology here in Aachen at the University Hospital. Hello, I would like to ask what your work at the reference laboratory look like.
Well, the reference laboratory is responsible for the epidemiology of streptococcal disease. We collect specimens of disease, of invasive disease, from the whole of Germany, and this includes isolates from diseases like meningitis, and for us that is mostly Streptococcus pneumoniae.
Speaking of meningitis, which bacteria can cause this disease?
There's quite some bacteria that can cause this disease, but the main players are Neisseria meningitidis, which is basically in children and young adults, Streptococcus pneumoniae, which is in basically in children and older adults, and Haemophilus influenza, also very prevalent in children and older adults. And then there's a special case, which is Streptococcus agalactiae, group B Streptococcus, they are called, which is especially endangering neonatals, so young-born children and their mothers.
Who is at risk for this disease?
Who are mainly at risk? Well, in principle, people at all ages. But mainly, it differs a little bit for different bacteria, as I've said before. As always, younger and older people, so children and older adults, are especially at risk. And for Neisseria meningitidis, there is a special situation among adolescents and young adults. There is a peak in prevalence among people, say, between the ages of 15 and 25.
Coming to our last and maybe most important question, how can meningitis be prevented?
Well, obviously, any disease can be prevented by isolating yourself. This is what we learned during the pandemic of COVID-19. But that's not so funny, not to live with other people, to wear masks all the time, not to have contact. So there are other means of preventing this, and the main one is vaccination. And there are vaccines against Haemophilus influenza, Neisseria meningitidis, and Streptococcus pneumonia, not yet against B Streptococcus, they are being developed. And all these three vaccinations are in the childhood vaccination program. So all children should be vaccinated against these bacteria. If we look at the case of Neisseria meningitidis, we might want to look at it in a little bit more detail. All children in Germany are vaccinated against meningitis of group C. These are different serogroups of the bacteria. But there's only an indication for vaccination, so only for at-risk persons. There's an indication for other serogroups like A, C, W, and Y, and meningococcal B. And there's a travel indication. If people travel to Africa, to the meningitis belt, then you should be vaccinated against A, C, W, and Y serogroups because they're more prevalent there. And the last thing you can do, of course, is chemoprophylaxis, which means take antibiotics to prevent from being infected. Obviously, this is not something you can do for the whole population. You have to put everybody under antibiotic pressure, which will have all kinds of side effects that we don't want. But it is done in outbreaks of Neisseria meningitis because it's very infectious. And also with the B streptococcus, what we do is we put during birth, during delivery, the mothers are put under penicillin pressure so that the child doesn't get infected and the mother doesn't get infected. So these are basically the two things you can do, vaccination and for the outbreak situation in a smaller scale chemoprophylaxis.
Thank you very much for this interview and I wish you a wonderful day.
Thank you and you're very welcome.